Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Another terrible terror attack took place yesterday. We wanted to understand what happened at that junction. Lawrence Seif, emergency responder at Magen David Adom. Lawrence, good morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're well.
Yes, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. Right, let's talk about what happened yesterday. Where was this?
This was in the Gush Etzion region, which is just south of Jerusalem. It's a region that's known a lot of terrorist attacks. If you remember, the three young teenagers, Eyal, Yifrach, Gilad Shaul, and Naftali Frankel, that were kidnapped and murdered in that area, which prompted Operation Protective Edge on the 8th of July in 2014. So it's not new. If you remember, the esteemed Ari Fools, who was very active in a lot of circles, he was murdered in that supermarket at the junction.
So is it at the same spot?
It's the same spot, yes. It's the same commercial center with a big supermarket there. Ari Fools was murdered in the supermarket. And as a result, obviously, there's lots of security there. And a young security guy by the name of Shalev Zvuluni, he's 20 years old. He was there yesterday when two Palestinian police officers from the Palestinian Authority arrived in a stolen blue car, got out with knives. What they managed to take his weapon that he had on him, and they shot him, and a gunfight broke out between passers-by. There was soldiers and civilians, armed soldiers and civilians in the area, and they managed to neutralize the two attackers.
Is this the first time that we've seen this level within the Palestinian Authority behaving or carrying out terror attacks? I mean, this is two policemen from within the PA. Surely that's fairly unusual.
It's not unusual. It happens quite often. I don't think that the media carries the story of them being part of the Palestinian Authority. So that's why it seems to be unusual. But there are a lot of, in this case, it was officers, but there are a lot of non-officer policemen officials from the Palestinian Authority that carry out these attacks. It's definitely not unusual.
Is there no better way to secure that area? Because it's obviously something that, you've mentioned three attacks, the significant attacks that have taken place there.
Well, there are a lot more than three, but I just gave you those that might recall.
Sure.
The General Security Service and all the security services work day and night, 24/7, investing tremendous amounts of resources in keeping us safe. And what we don't hear are the number of terrorist attacks that are thwarted by the security services. So you can't really tell, and especially if it's lone wolf attacks, that there's no background information or no indication that anything's going to happen, then it's extremely difficult to prevent these sort of attacks. If you think of, burglaries or murders in South Africa, it just kind of comes out of nowhere. So we do our utmost, and we also know that the apparent security apartheid wall that's spoken about dropped the number of terrorist attacks coming in from the Palestinian territories dramatically, and so we're doing everything we can within reason. And once they lone wolf or two people decide that this is what they want to do,
it's very, very difficult to stop it.
Yeah.
Do we see an inverse relationship between active war and these types of terror attacks, or is it consistent?
I, th- I think there is a connection, because people are frustrated on both sides of the conflict. And when during actual war, like we had with Iran, everything goes quiet for a while, especially since people aren't out and about. And so the minute we start getting back to some sort of normal, and I said earlier that the normal is terrorist attacks in this area, as absurd as that sounds, there does seem to be a connection that suddenly when things are quiet, some people feel that they have to do something for the greater cause, so to speak.
It's just really, really appalling. Once we have you here, in terms of Magen David Adom, what kind of level are you guys operating at?
Well, things have obviously calmed down, and I said a while ago, after a week, that what a year this week has been. So we are now a lot more relaxed. Things are definitely getting back to normal. A normal routine, although we're still on high alert. There still is a war going on down south, and but it's definitely not the level that we were keeping during the war with Iran.
Right. So hopefully it gives you guys, responders, a bit of a chance to recover a little bit, because it's never a stable environment. You never know when it's going to be ramped up again. So do they try and do that? Do they try and assist you just to breathe a little bit more during a relatively quieter time?
Well, after 21-hour days for those 2 weeks, we have been given a little bit more vacation, and because things have quietened down, we've tried to assess those that were deeply affected, or a family that were affected as far as losing their homes and that sort of thing. So definitely, yes, Magen David Adom does understand and does have psychosocial services if anyone needs help in coping with the aftermath of the war. That is true, yes.
That is good to hear. Lawrence, see if that's where we leave it. Emergency responder Magen David Adom chatting to us about yesterday's terror attack in the Gush, as well as giving us a short update on the status at Magen David Adom.